An investigation by the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission has taken place over the New South Wales Police's handling of the death of Ballina woman Lindy Lucina, who was killed in a domestic violence attack in January 2023. Pressure is now mounting on New South Wales Police Minister Yasmin Catley to organise an independent investigation over the tragedy, with many believing that the internal investigation was ineffective. James Bale asked Sue Higginson, Greens member of the New South Wales Legislative Council, what the police could have done better to protect Lindy Lucina.
This has been a disaster, frankly, because a critical incident wasn't declared at the time of the death of poor Lindy. Because of that, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission didn't have oversight into the police or the cops investigating the cops. We know this system of police investigating police generally leads to some fairly biased outcomes and results. Normally, when a critical incident is declared, the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission has oversight powers. It gets to see in real time the police investigating them, the police. It's an accountability mechanism. I don't think, along with many others, we still don't think that system is the best in terms of generating real accountability about whether there was any misconduct, there was any poor performance, or whether the investigation of the police into a circumstance or the response of police was adequate or reasonable in the circumstance, or it was a fail.
According to New South Wales Police, one of the factors behind the lack of response that evening was the inconsistent information provided to emergency services. How do you believe a situation such as that could have been avoided?
When we are looking and investigating a police response, we can't pull out single parts of the response. We need to look at the response as a whole. What we know is it took an hour for the police to respond, but the fact that when the police did respond, a police officer didn't even exit their vehicle to investigate the scene.
Police Minister Yasmin Catley is continuing to hold back on any independent investigation. Do you believe this is a matter of the cost of running an investigation or to avoid accountability?
Look, I think that when the police minister resists calls for more scrutiny, more investigation, more inquiry and more transparency into the police, she's failing in her duty as the police minister.
What other aims should an independent investigation look at that the current investigation failed to account for?
We don't have a fully independent police integrity and accountability body. The Law Enforcement Conduct Commission is an oversight body. Yes, it can do great work on holding police to account, but its powers are somewhat limited and therefore its resources are somewhat limited. We do need systemic change. We also know right now that the Law Enforcement Conduct Commission does have powers to investigate police misconduct. So if they are the powers that are required to be enlivened to look at the circumstances around the police response to Lindy, then they are the powers that should be enlivened in these circumstances.
What can the police do now in order to create safer communities, especially those who are suffering, such as Lindy?
It is important that police officers understand that there is, in fact, a war against women through domestic and gendered violence. Police have a lot of resources. They just need the full permission to exercise their powers and resources for the protection of women and girls in our communities.
The Wire contacted New South Wales Minister for Police and Counterterrorism, Yasmin Catley, and a spokesperson released this statement in response to the interview.
I want to extend my deepest sympathies to Lindy Lucina's family and everyone who loved her. No one should have to ever endure such a tragic and violent loss. This is an incredibly confronting case, and I understand that many in the community are seeking answers. As sentencing is yet to occur, it is important that we respect the court process and allow it to run its course. Domestic and family violence is a scourge that continues to devastate too many lives in our communities. That's why the Minns Labour government is investing in early intervention, crisis response and stronger enforcement, because every person has the right to feel safe in their home and in their relationships.
Sue Higginson, New South Wales Greens MP, speaking there with James Bale.